For the first time since 1990, the price of crude oil has risen to over $40 a barrel. What this means for the economic recovery and your pocketbook is what we'll be talking about for the next few minutes. And joining us from his office in Washington, D.C. is Frank Verastro. He's the director of the Energy Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So what is driving up the cost of oil?
No, it's a variety of different things. There's normal supply-demand, so there's tightness in the market. Demand is high in the United States and in China, higher than it was last year at this time. And I think there's a real concern over stability of supply, you know, the attacks at Yanbu in Saudi Arabia and recently in Iraq. We have lower than normal production, and I think crude quality, in addition to quantity, has become an issue here.
Now, the price has gotten over $40 for the first time in 14 years, but it's not all that surprising to crest $40 at a barrel at this time, not nearly as surprising at least as it was in 1990.
No, that's exactly right. The run-up in 1990 was before the Gulf War.
And you mentioned several of the factors. Is there one that's more important or less important? I mean, sometimes you get the feeling that it's not. I mean, it's obviously more than just market forces and demand. It does have to do with the things that are going on in the world.
Well, I think it depends if you're talking about crude oil specifically or gasoline. If you take the crude oil side, we have OPEC producers, but OPEC only supplies about 40% of the world. Non-OPEC producers supply the bulk of the oil that we use every day, but it's an 80 million barrel a day market. So when you look at non-OPEC production that has gone down and OPEC production that is almost at capacity, we've had an increase in demand mostly from China and the United States, and our stocks are low going into this driving season. And I think the war effect has had an effect in terms of prices and speculation. If there's an upside potential on price here, that's what the people are going long in the market for.
An upside potential on pricing, you mean people, maybe you could disentangle that last sentence, which is filled with information.
The odds of the prices going higher in the near term are better than they are going lower.
I see.
That's because of concern, I think, on security, especially in the Middle East.
But you would never expect, I mean, would you ever expect a day where the price of crude oil would go significantly below $40 a barrel, given where we are in the world?
No, given the current climate, no.
Right. So can you help me understand the distinction between the price of crude oil or the connection between the price of crude oil and the price of gasoline or other products that we use from crude oil?
Sure. In the United States, it's mostly gasoline that we use to fuel our autos. In Europe, it's diesel fuel. But of the gasoline prices, and we've hit a high as well, I think the average price in the United States now is $1.95. About half of that, so a dollar roughly, is attributed to crude oil costs. And you can roughly calculate that. It's about 2.5 cents a gallon for every dollar increase per barrel of crude. But then we have refinery processing costs and marketing and distribution costs and taxes. And taxes actually make up about 35 to 40 cents, or maybe even 45 cents in California.
And so it's going to vary from place to place in the country. Yes. Because of distribution, because of taxes, because of what?
All of the above. Distribution, how far you are from the refining center. If you're in California, you have more stringent air quality standards. So your gasoline mix is a little bit different, and your tax rate is higher. And then whatever your crude source is, if you've got a light sweet crude that you buy at a premium versus a lower quality crude.
We're talking about crude oil and crude oil prices. Our number here in Washington is 800-989-8255. And let's take a call from Jess in Eugene, Oregon. Go ahead. You're on the program.
Hi. I'm studying environmental studies at the University of Oregon. And in one of our classes, we were discussing the fact that bottled water is actually more expensive than gasoline. And I don't know if you already commented on that because I couldn't hear the radio for a minute. But,
That's absolutely true. In fact, we were joking the other day that, you know, to get a latte now, it's $3.35 for a cup, and gasoline is selling for $2 a gallon. So
right.
You have to put all this in perspective.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, and do you have any ideas about what's affecting the latte prices?
No, won't even go there.
Okay. And what is the ultimate impact of oil prices on, you know, inflation and the economy? I mean, is it going to drive inflation? I've heard worries about that.
Yeah, I think it's going to increase inflation. We're relatively better off than the rest of the world, though, because the United States produces almost half of our own oil, and we're more efficient than most people. So the relationship between oil prices and GDP is a little bit different for us, but the International Energy Agency predicts that higher prices will depress global GDP by 1%, and in the United States probably by less than 0.5%. I think the prevailing concern, though, is if prices stay high long enough, that you're going to start to see a pass-through. All goods and services, whether it's groceries or transportation, anything that's delivered to your home, the higher oil prices are going to be reflected in that, and consumers will pay. So that's discretionary income that they lose for spending on something else.
Okay. Mr. Verastro, thanks very much for explaining all this to us.
Sure.
Frank Verastro is the director of the energy program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He joins us from his office in Washington, D.C. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.